Hey, God bless you guys. Good morning. Good to see you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Look, I'm already on, so I'm supposed to be saying hello. Praise God. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries right here in Kenton, Ohio. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to see each and every one of you today. And I thank God. I want you to know that I walked into the building this morning and I just felt the presence of God. You know, I want you to know that the Bible says that whenever even two or three would gather in his name, he's in the midst of them. Amen. I want you to know that God himself anticipates your worship. He anticipates you giving him honor. He looks forward to coming in to see you meet him right where he is. Amen? You know, in some regards, we could say this is just a building, but it's so much more than that because it's a place that we have dedicated to the goodness of God. And it's a place set apart for us to come and assemble in his name. And you know, the Bible says that whenever the congregation comes together in the name of the Lord, it says that their sacrifices and praises that they give to him are met with his empowerment. Amen. He receives them. He strengthens. He does. He touches. And I want you to know that our God is here touching each and every one of us this morning. Amen. So let's just step into a time of worship. Let's just celebrate the goodness of God, because I tell you what, he's anticipated this day even more than you have. Amen. And he's here to embrace you and handle and touch your life. And God needs you to know how much he loves each and every one of you. Amen. God bless you. Let's give him worship this morning.
Stand with us this morning.
And I was buried beneath my shame. And who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn.
Come on.
Till I met you. I was breathing, but not alive. And all my failures I tried to hide. It was my turn till I chains.
Fire, stirring something new. 'cause you're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. Make a 10-man walking kiss. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna let it catch. This is the sound of dry bones rattling.
took me so long to believe it, that you choose someone like me to carry your victory. Perfection could never end. You get what we don't deserve it. You take the broken.
My voice and shout, everyone come.
just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is rain, I speak Jesus.
From Jesus, amen.
do and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you
with you in the morning, in the evening. let it go beside us, let it be within us. Today, Father God, it says when we speak, when we shout, miracles fall, Lord God. There are people in here that need miracles, Lord God. And I thank you that right now, whether they're watching or in this place, Father, that your hand is upon them. And miracle, a miracle, a miracle is what you have for them. Lord, we thank you that you are touching and moving. Lord, we give you glory.
Because you are made in my image, you have all authority that I have in my name. You have authority over the enemy. You have authority over your health. You have authority over any situation that surrounds you or is beside you anywhere. You have that authority. And because you have that authority and I live in you, you have all my blessings.
Amen, amen. Give the Lord another hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can tell you that the presence of the Lord is in this house. Amen. And the healing presence of God is in this house. I'm going to tell you that at the end of service, we are going to be opening things up just for people who need prayer. And I'm telling you, if you have anything health-wise, financial-wise, relationship-wise, anything in your spirit that you need prayed about today, I'm telling you, at the end of this service, use your faith and connect, and we're going to just see God fall upon people today. Amen?
I think while we were listening this week, when we've been going to some of the live streaming, I heard somebody say that it's up to you. There's certain things, it's your choice.
Amen.
It's your choice. And he's telling you what's here right now.
Amen.
Listen, it's not us.
Yes.
It's amen. Not us.
Amen.
It's the Holy One. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And so if Hallelujah. I were you and I had a need, if I had a amen. Hurt in my body, Hallelujah. If I had brokenness within me, if amen. It doesn't matter what it is,
praise
I'd set
God.
My faith right now and say, God, that's me at the end of the
yes.
service.
Amen.
I'm going to receive my miracle. Amen. I'm going to receive my healing. I'm going to receive my freedom.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to run. After we're done with this, Lord God, because that's me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not leaving here until
Amen.
I get it, God.
Amen.
I'm not going anywhere until I get it.
Praise
I am
God.
Gonna hold fast to you. I'm Amen. Not letting go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Start your
Praise
faith right
Lord.
Now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Ooh. The Lord.
I have to say, we're pretty stirred up. We were stirred
Amen.
Up during practice. It's just, we're excited to be back with y'all.
Amen.
We missed you all. We
Amen.
Love worshiping the
Praise
Lord with
God.
You. We were singing. I
yes.
know there's people around the pool that thought we were nuts.
Amen.
I don't care. I was worshiping with you all.
Amen.
Around the pool. And I even said a few people, am I bothering you? No.
They said,
going.
No, keep going. Praise
yeah.
God. Hallelujah.
So said, okay. And
yeah.
then we were in the airport coming home last
yes.
night.
Amen.
And there was one of the guys that worked at the airport that was gathering the trash and stuff.
Yes.
And he's just like, Ooh. While he's going.
He's worshiping.
And
Amen.
I said, Phil. That man is worshiping, so I start worshiping with him.
Amen.
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 We've been
praise it's... God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Are you
Hallelujah.
Telling on me?
Oh yeah, I'm telling. You know I'm telling on you big time.
Okay,
praise
on to
God.
The announcements. We got to move fast. We got to skip some things
Come
this
on.
Morning.
We got to skip things this morning, don't we, baby?
Oh, bless Amen. The Lord. We just got home like at 2 a.m. last night,
yeah.
but we were supposed to get home Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was really Phil's fault.
Amen. It's always my fault. Amen.
Somehow we're going to turn this around. I'll think about it while he's telling you what happened.
Amen. Amen. Well, I was going to tell another story on you, which I'm still going to tell. But if you want me to tell this one, I will. So we go on vacation and everything's wonderful. And, we couldn't go the first time because not me, someone else, had a positive test. So we had to change our plans. So I had to go through all the torture. I had to get the test and stubbed up my nose and all this. And she's just living in the blessing of not having to test or anything. All the way to vacation, the whole time, everything's wonderful. On the way back, I had to go through that test again. Stay out of my nose in Jesus' name. Oh, terrible, terrible. Nobody should have to go through that. But anyhow, so we get to the airport. We're all ready to go. I present that test. I'm so thankful I don't got to go through it again. And we're just getting ready to go from the checkout to the plane. And they said, uh-oh. They said, this isn't enough on her paperwork. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I said, the anointed one, the precious one that hasn't had to abide by any rules whatsoever. And so suddenly they said, you have to have a particular written letter from your doctor. And we didn't have that. And no way to get it. It's 2 p.m. We're at the airport. So they took our tickets to get on the plane and confiscated it all. And said, we're not giving you anything back. You can't go. You're not talking to the
So somebody was customs. Living in the glory then, because then I had to go test.
Yeah.
So he was all excited that I had to test.
He had to test too. And amazingly, everything worked out perfectly.
There's a few more bumps in there, but we able got to it.
There was a few more bumps, but this is the story I was going to tell.
I'm going to put these up. You go ahead.
So we were waiting to get these results back that are just, you know, so it was delayed and delayed and delayed. So my dear sweetie pie wanted to check my email to make sure it was receiving emails. And, you know, she said, honey, I'm going to send you an email to make sure that your email is working correctly. And since it was so critical, I thought, yes, this is a great time for me to get some words in writing. And I said, honey, that's a good idea. I said, now, when you send me this email, I want you to say that I'm such an amazing husband and send me an email of how handsome I am and how much you love me and how great our relationship is. I said, you just send me that email with all these things in there. Send it to me, baby. And so I'm waiting in anticipation, and all of a sudden, her email pops up. Boom. And I pop it open with all expectations, and this is what it says. What you said. Praise God.
Wasn't I in a way telling him what he's... Yes!
I don't know how this woman comes up with this thing, but I thought I'm going to have something I can print out and put on my desk and get framed where she's telling me how much she loves me and everything. Yeah, 3 words. What you said. Bam.
Well, you knew what you said. Right? Yeah,
that's what she says. Why repeat it? You already know what you said. So anyhow.
You see me keep walking away from him. I've been with him for 2 weeks. I'm trying to get away. So let's do announcements. Really
that
fast.
Was one of my amazing moments. But we Amen. Had a great time.
We did. And we're glad. We're so glad to be back with y'all. We missed you.
Amen.
So every Wednesday, there's 5 o'clock intercessory prayer here at the church. I encourage anybody that is a prayer warrior to come out with these ladies. Listen, it not only affects the church, it affects you, and it affects the body right here. Amen? Amen. The anointing that you feel when you come in here, listen, it's all tied together. Amen. It's what you're doing at home. It's what we're doing at home. It's the preparation that we're doing, and it's also those ladies and them gentlemen that come in here and set an atmosphere. Amen. Amen. They're in here like storming the gates of heaven for you all. Amen? So please join them. If you are, just come out and join them. Mm-hmm. And if... I know Mona's here. I've seen her.
She's right
there.
There
is Mona.
Yeah.
There's Amen. Mona. If you have any questions to that, please see Mona. And I hear you got all the greeters you need. Woo! Good job, guys. Amen.
Whoa, praise God.
Amen. Jared, you got all the children's church workers you need? Okay, so if you would like to be in children's church helping working, see Jared, Pastor Jared over there.
Amen. Praise God.
Next, okay.
That's hilarious.
Listen, sometimes when you're getting ready and your brain's already left, it's not fair to be scrutinized like I'm scrutinized.
Yes, you're already on vacation.
New members, class is going to be March 13th. I knew what I meant. Not July, March.
Amen.
And it's going to go from 9 to 12, so you're going to meet at the teen room. It's the corner room over there that has the soon coming... In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Kitchen in it.
Amen.
So meet over there, and you can come in that side door. So that's what door will be open for you to come in is the side door. There is a sign up in the front of the church as you come in on those tables. And then I know the date for that's in my phone.
Praise God.
My phone's in there.
Well, we got time.
Yeah. Evangelist Mark Dunphy. How many's been here when Mark Dunphy's come through?
Yes, amen.
He's amazing.
So he's going to be back with us in May. And I heard that we had a good group of speakers in while we were on vacation.
Amen, amen. I heard some good words. Amen.
People enjoyed them.
Listen, y'all should be ready. Free, fresh, refired. Amen. I heard a refreshing came into this place. Y'all should just be ready for us. And then we are honored to have in the house Pastor Sandy and Pastor Billy from our North Carolina family. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So excited to have them with us.
Hallelujah.
I hate to say this stuff in front of them because I don't like them to know this, but we love having them around.
Amen.
Just close your ears, boys.
Yep.
Men,
they're powerful. They're filled with faith.
Amen.
And they were a part of this.
And their wives are even more powerful and more full of faith. That's,
Amen. Just like mine. Hallelujah.
Amen. I didn't hear any amens out there.
They've been a part of this journey with us. I'll never forget when they came and walked the property and prayed with us. You know, before our building was even here. And, you know, I think I'm going to preach long and hard today. Amen. Praise the name
of
the Lord.
Seat cushions.
Amen.
And stuff, right?
Amen. But with that being said, what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and release the children. And they're going to go. And what I'm going to do is, like I always do, you know, I tell my friends weeks ahead of time that I'm going to put them on the spot. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to have one come and do the offering. Praise God. Pastor Billy Pridgen is going to come up, and he's going to give us a little word for offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to.
Well, hello and good morning. I just had to send my kids a text this morning. Both of my boys work in ministry with me, and my daughter-in-law is working ministry with us, and I'm known at home for being, I like to stretch people. And so we was back in Pastor Phil's office a few moments ago, and he said, one of you do an offering, and one of you do the exalting today. And I was picked to do the offering. So I had to text my boys and my girls, and I said, guess what? You always get on me for stretching you. You'll be pleased to know that Pastor Phil is stretching me today. I want to talk to you just a second about provision. 1 Kings 17:3 reads like this. Go to the east and hide by Kereth Brook near where it enters the Jordan River. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food. Verse 8 reads like this. Then the Lord said to Elijah, go and live in the village of Zarephath near the city of Sidon. I have instructed a widow there to feed you. When you look at the first set of verses that we read, we see where Elijah was instructed to go and provision would be there for him when he got there. And it was so. There was provision for Elijah when he got there. And then the brook dried up and God had another plan. And he said, go down here and I'll provide for you here. But I want you to see in the second set of verses, if you read on down a little bit further, there wasn't just enough provision there for Elijah, but there was enough provision there for the widow and her son. This morning, as you get ready to bring your tithes and offerings, there's something on the inside of us naturally that has to be broken. And when we get a mindset of money ruling us, that mindset has to be broken. We'll never be able to possess all God has for us if we get hung up on money. Mm-hmm. We'll never walk and live in abundance if we can't get past a cash dollar. If you look at this first set of verses, when Elijah was obedient, his needs were met. He was provided for. But I want you to watch what happens in the second set of verses When Elijah was obedient the second time, now the kingdom was provided for. When you release what the Lord has given you and you're obedient in that, you're not just bringing blessings and provision for you. Now you're operating in kingdom mindedness. You're operating in the way the kingdom of God was set up to operate. And it will not return void. If you have your offering this morning, will you hold it up? I want to pray over your offering this morning. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for what you do for us. All that you do behind the scenes that we don't even think about. God, we're thankful for what we don't get to see. And Lord, this morning as we hold our offering to you, our tithe to you, God, we pray not just blessing on our own households, but God, now we pray blessings on our neighbors' households. We pray blessing on our church house, God. We pray blessing over our community, God, because what we're doing, God, when we're giving into the kingdom, we're reaching people far beyond what we can see. And God, we give you praise for that this morning. The church said amen.
Love our family from North Carolina, and the next brother that's going to address this is Pastor Sandy Outlaw, and I want you to know that they joined with us in the year of pandemic and expanded their church house down south, and I want you to know that the Bible says that you're going to come into relationship with like precious faith, amen. So I want you to know he's not just the pastor, but he's literally supernaturally in the kingdom, my brother in the faith, and I love him, amen. So he's got a few words for us this morning.
Well, Pastor Phil put me on the spot, so I'm going to put him back on the spot. So is it okay if I just operate in what I feel? Because as we were singing this morning, the Lord said that there's somebody here with an identity crisis. And as we were singing the song, I am who you say I am. Let me tell you something. I grew up in a not so great environment in my home. My dad was an alcoholic, still is to this day. And everybody tried to tell me I was going to be just like my dad. But God said, that's not who I created you to be. And as we were just worshiping, and Pastor Billy just confirmed it, that if I do what I'm about to do right now, it's not just me who's going to receive, it's you. And somebody here needs to receive this today in the name of Jesus. You are not what the world tells you you are. You are not who somebody told you you had to be. And you never have to walk in what someone else placed over your life. Your generational curse breaks today. I was happy to hear that at the end of the service, you're going to be praying for people. And there's somebody in here right now today, and there's a generational curse that needs to be broken in your life. I don't know who you are, But you go ahead and prepare yourself right now. By the time Pastor Phil finishes his sermon today and you come up here for prayer, God's going to break it off of you today in the name of Jesus. You never walk. You never have to walk in what the world labels you as. Do you hear me this morning? Don't let the world dictate who you are. Jesus said, I am who he says I am. When I learn who my identity is, I walk in the authority that Jesus gave me. Thank you, sister, for the word this morning, for your obedience. Because you know what? When you know who you are in Christ, you don't walk in anything less than who God says you are. I walk in faith, not in fear. I walk in authority. Amen? I walk in abundance. I walk in blessings. I live the blessed life. I'm not what the world said I would be. I am not my dad. When I was coming up into ministry and being trained, I was told I was going to be just like my, you're going to be just like your spiritual father. And I said, No, I'm not. I'm not like my earthly father. And I thank God for the men who have poured into me, but I am my own self. I do what God tells me to do. See, here's what I'm doing. I'm watching to see what God is doing. Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. Pastor Sandy's only going to do what he sees his Father doing, his Heavenly Father. And I'm going to listen to him, and I know that he spoke to me this morning. And today I'm not, I'm not trying to single anybody out. But by the time this man finishes preaching this powerful word that I know he's going to bring today, you're going to be released from generational curses. You hear me? Amen. Hey, greetings from North Carolina. We love you guys. We love Pastor Phil, man. I just a great brother in Christ. And his beautiful wife. We just love these guys so much. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, we were talking back in the office before the service, and it's amazing because Pastor Sandy gave me a confirmation about what I'm going to preach to you, and he didn't even know it. Amen? But we were just talking about the time in which we live in, and I'm going to tell you something, that as we come upon the celebration of the greatest moment experienced thus far on the earth, which was the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we come upon that moment, I'm telling you that this month, my sermon concentration is going to be on appointed times. Woo! Amen. Praise God. And we're going to get into that a little bit, because there's several places in the scripture where God talks about appointed times. And then I'm going to remind you during my sermon where Pastor Sandy Outlaw, who we were going to have dinner with him last night, and Pastor Billy, praise God, but because of the adjustment of our vacation schedule, we didn't get in till 1:30, 2 o'clock this morning. So we didn't even get to see them till this morning. And we're sitting in my office, and he starts talking on this, which I'll share with you in just a little bit. But I just want to set some things here, because we're going to be talking about appointed times. And you know, sometimes we talk in Bible terms, and I certainly would always do that, but I'm also going to break that down for you so we can understand what it means. But in Habakkuk chapter 2, we're just going to start here. It says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. You know, I want you to know something, that Pastor Sandy Outlaw, and I love that name, praise God. I told him when I first met him, I said, brother, you are an outlaw indeed. I said, but I thank God that because of your conversion, instead of being an outlaw in the natural, you're even more dangerous than ever, because you are an outlaw to the kingdom of darkness. Amen. I told him, I said, my goodness, the devil wakes up and he's terrified, and you're on his most wanted list because you preach the gospel and help people get saved. Amen. So I love that name, Pastor Sandy outlaw. Praise God. But what I was going to tell you is that when we're talking about an appointed time, you know, I want you to understand something. That appointed means this: scheduled, prearranged, decided, decisively decided and determined, assigned, designated, set, fixed, chosen, established, settled, preordained, authorized. I want you to know something, that when you really start embracing what God has for you, I want you to know that your life is filled with appointed times. I want you to understand something this morning, that as we sit here, praise God, hallelujah, as we sit here and as we understand the, boy, I got a little vacation restiness on me. It'll shake off in the next few weeks. But I want you to understand something, that as we sit here and we talk about appointed times, I want you to understand something, that the Bible says that it is appointed once for man to die. Woo, come on. I mean, that's a finality that is something we have to face. But what's so good about every final moment in our life is that I thank God that before it was ever appointed for us to die, it was appointed for us to live. Woo, praise God. And I want you to know something. It wasn't just appointed for us to live in the natural. It was appointed for us to live in the supernatural, because the Bible says that before the earth was even set in order and ordained, our Jesus Christ was set as the Lamb that would go to the cross for us so that we could live in the resurrection power of the goodness of God. Amen. And I want you to know something, that when we talk about appointed times in the Bible, they are moments that are set and carved in stone, and they cannot be changed by man. I want you to know something. The world can't change them. The devil can't change them. Darkness can't change them. Because when the appointed times of God comes into our life, I want you to know that there are sudden moments of guarantees that nobody can override, nobody can deny, and nobody can stop when the Lord is in charge of doing what he wants to do in our life. Amen? And I want you to know that over the next few weeks, we're going to look at some appointed times, and we're going to talk about appointed times, because there are many great times in the Bible where the supernatural of God becomes so clear that it is just absolutely defined that he's with us. Amen? And I want you to understand something this morning, that each of you as individuals, we're going to talk about the big picture, and we're going to show you some great big stories, but also I want you to know, as an individual, you have appointed times where God is just sitting there waiting for you to let him be involved so he can supernaturally change your life. Amen? I want you to know that God loves you so much, he's with you so much, that there are appointed times. I want you to know that what I love about the Word of God is the Bible says that God knows the end from the beginning. And I want you to know something, that what is so critical about that is that I need each and every one of you to know that at certain times, you're going to have to check yourself. You're going to have to shake yourself. The Bible says that there's times where we're going to have to look up, and whence cometh our salvation, because sometimes when you're on the journey to a supernatural outcome of an appointed time, there's delay, there's darkness, there's adversity, there's difficulty, there's the plans of the devil trying to stop you in the middle of these things. And I want you to know something, that every now and then you need to shake yourself and remind yourself, hey, I'm going to stay, because I know this, in due season I shall reap. I know this, that the Bible says that my outcome is already predetermined by God. I want you to know that, remember, the Bible says that God knows the thoughts he has for each and every one of us. Good thoughts, not one thought of evil. And he has an expected outcome to bring you into a place of deliverance and blessing and rest. Amen? And so we're going to look, because there are many things I could go into, because we could talk about the appointed time. where the woman with the issue of blood just touched the hem of his garment. We could talk about the appointed time, and we probably will in the future, where a giant fell by a little stone. Amen? We could talk about the appointed time where all of a sudden God upheld a whole day. Amen? Woo! I tell you what, some of you may have been in a battle for a long season, and I don't ever want you to forget Joshua, because in the middle of their battle, I want you to know something, that the enemy was trying to escape, and God said, look, this is where I make sure my people win. So I want you to know something, that on this given day, I'm even going to break the laws of time. Whoo! He said, I'm going to break the laws of time, and I'm going to extend this day beyond a 24-hour period just so my people cannot just catch up to their enemy, but overtake them and then have the power to defeat them. Amen? Amen. I want you to know something, that there is no shortcoming of what God will do for you. And I want you to know something, that sometimes God will cause appointed time moments that walls will fall that otherwise could never fall. Boy, we should give the Lord a hand clap already. But I want to remind you, and I'm not going to go there and read the whole story, because I want to encourage you to read stories in the Bible yourself. Why would I want to do that? Because I tell you what, if you've ever watched an action-packed or a superhero movie or any of that kind of stuff, and you like that kind of stuff and you like adventure, I'm encouraging you to read the Bible. Man, I love when I read the Bible and I read the stories where all of a sudden the men of God are out there fighting with swords, and the next thing you know, the Bible says hailstones from heaven begin to fall to take out the enemy. You know, they think they've come up with something new with these drones and all this kind of stuff and all this fancy stuff and how they control it and fly it around. Can you imagine what it was like to see hailstones from heaven come down? Two men. Pastor Billy, stand up here for a minute. Now, if we're swinging swords, swing your sword. You know, we're swinging and doing all this. And I'm the favored and you're the enemy. say, you know, in your house, you can be the hero. But think about it. I'm here and all of a sudden a hailstone comes from heaven. Yeah, and it avoids me. The hailstone from heaven is coming, falling thousands of miles. Woo! You think drone technology is something. Think about God technology. That hailstone had to come in, hover over us. Philip, get your head out of the way. Get your head. There it is. Whoop! And he comes in with the right cross and destroys the enemy. Amen? I'm telling you, you need to read the Bible, because sometimes people don't realize how far God is willing to go in the supernatural realm for your appointed moment. Come on now. Whether it's healing, whether it's financial rescue, whether it's relationship rescue, whether it's healing from abuse, whether it's healing from fear, anxiety, destruction, health issues, I want you to know something, that we really need to rely on the revelation of God's ability to come into an appointed time and change circumstances supernaturally. Amen? I want you to know that in the book of Jericho, we are found that Joshua and the people finally crossed out of the wilderness. They were suffering in the wilderness for 40 years, and they finally cross over into the promised land, and the Lord is going to start delivering victories into their life. And their first situation they come upon in Joshua chapter 6 is this city of Jericho, where some of the strongest, most powerful people lived. But here's what's interesting. It says that they erected this wall because they are afraid of the Jews. See, I want you to know something, that later on in the Bible, it reveals, even at the beginning of Joshua, it reveals the fact that in chapter 2, the people that were living in this great territory as giants let Joshua and them know, hey, we've been terrified of you guys since you came up out of Egypt. Amen? See, sometimes as Christians, you think because you just got saved and you don't yet understand who you are in God's kingdom. You get saved, but sometimes we still keep identities of being weak, of being lowly, of not expecting that we're good enough, not expecting we can. I want you to know something. From the day you got saved, the kingdom of darkness in the whole world is terrified of who you are. Woo! See, I want you to know something, that once you're saved, even on your weakest day, the enemy's terrified of who you are. Because actually, sometimes when we're weak, we're the strongest we can be, because we'll finally lay down our way of doing things and reach towards God. Amen? And I want you to know something, that when we get to the point that that's our normal behavior, that we understand that the strongest I'm ever going to be is when I say, not my way, but your way, God. I want you to know Proverbs chapter 8 says the greatest wisdom in the world is when you get the revelation that you need to lay down all information and worldly wisdom you've ever got and make sure that the word of God is the wisdom in which you live out of. Amen? And once you start doing that, there is strength added to your life that nothing can overtake. Amen? But I want to tell you today that at appointed times, God needs you to know that he's with you. Amen? And I want you to know that no matter what valley you're going through, no matter what challenge you're facing, I don't ever want you to not realize and recognize that God is with you. And if he's with you, whithersoever you goeth, nothing can overtake you and stop you. Amen? Amen. Woo! I want you to know something, that the walls of Jericho represented the fact that when the enemy sees you on the journey that God has given you, he's going to put walls in your way. He's going to put restrictions on your way. You know, the Bible says in Mark chapter 4 that when the word of God is sown, immediately the enemy comes in trying to distract, trying to attack, trying to cause fear, trying to cause doubt. Why? Because he's afraid that if you stand strong in that appointed time and in that moment, the walls are going to come crashing down. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I want you to know that in Joshua chapter 6, the Lord sends them out and tells them, it shall come to pass in verse 5, that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall come down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. I want you to know something, that these people went out, and no matter how crazy it looked like, they started walking around the walls of Jericho. You know, I should have looked it up and got an idea of just how big the city was. I don't know how big it was. Maybe it was as big as Kenton. Maybe it was a little smaller than Kenton. But could you imagine the people inside these big giants thinking that these short little people outside walking around in silence because they never spoke a word? They just let the priest go and play music out in front of them. And they walked out there the first day. They walked out there the second day. And they didn't do like Christians. They didn't murmur and complain on the third day or the fourth day. Or the fifth day, or the sixth day. You know, it's going to be important for you as Christians to understand something. And I'm going to reveal to you three secrets of having a supernatural appointed time in just a moment. But I want you to know, they never complained. They never got up and said, Joshua, we've been doing this for 3 or 4 days and we ain't seen nothing. Maybe you didn't hear from God. Maybe I should take the reins back and do things my own way. Oh, they didn't do any of that kind of stuff. They just kept doing what was requested by God. And lo and behold, the last day, they still didn't complain, and they had to walk around the city 7 times that day. Man, I mean, 1 time every day for a week would be bad enough, you think, but that 7th day, man, they walked around the city 7 times, And in verse 20, it says that they were playing, and all of a sudden Joshua said, "Now shout." And the minute they gave a shout, that wall and that obstacle, it didn't fall to the left or to the right, because that would have hurt them, right? But the wall went flat, whoosh, straight down. Whoosh, man, I want you to know something. When you allow God to do things in your life His way, the path is always clearer, the path is always cleaner, and the path will always lead you to blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Woo! And I want you to know that the walls came down and the people of God crossed over, and it was an appointed time where they began to overtake and rule in the way God needed them to. Amen? And I tell you what, you should read Joshua chapter 6, because it will show you how faithful God is. Remember, there was a woman named Rahab that was a part of the enemy's camp, but when she stepped over and said, "I see who you guys are. I know who you are. God is with you guys. I'm going to help you. All I ask is that you save my family." I tell you what, Rahab and her whole household was saved and protected. And I tell you what, God did an outpouring and gave her an appointed time, just like He did the Jews. Amen? And I want you to see something here, that when you read this story, you're going to find out that these are the three keys that are mandatory for having appointed times with God. Three secret keys are, number one, you have to be in pursuit of God. In other words, you have to be in a relationship with God. You're not just pursuing Him because all of a sudden a stress moment comes and a tragedy moment comes or a pressure moment comes. No, no, no. When you are in pursuit of God, it means that on a day-to-day basis, you are doing your best to live for Him and to open up your heart and say, "God, today I don't just want my way, but I want your way. God, today I may be going to work, but I'm not just going to earn my paycheck, God. I want to be available to help out anybody who you ask me to help." I want you to know something, that Pastor Regina and I was on vacation, but throughout our vacation, there was moments where we stopped and prayed to people. We stopped and witnessed for people. We stopped and did anything God asked us to do at any moment. Whew. I want you to know something, that you are going to have to be in pursuit of God if you're going to have an appointed time moment. In the middle of being in the pursuit of God, you're going to have to be willing to hear God. I mean, I tell you what, I'm sure Joshua and the guys thought about it, because to me, it was unprecedented, and it was the first time that an army had ever been told, "To overtake this city, what I need you to do is just walk around it and play music." I'm sure that wasn't written in any war strategy. Okay. What are we going to do tomorrow? Okay, guys, they're all gathered together with their swords. What are we going to do? How are we going to go about this? Well, the first 6 days, don't even worry about your sword. All you're going to do is walk quietly behind the people that are praising and worshiping. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sounds like a good strategy. Lord, how am I going to overcome this situation with my brother who I'm never going to forgive? Well, first thing you're going to do is pray for him. What? You're going to forgive him. What? If he needs help, you're going to help him. What? I mean, how does these strategies even begin to make sense? I will tell you how they make sense, because God's wisdom is not the wisdom of men. Remember, He says, "My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Come up here higher. Let me show you how to do battle in the spiritual, supernatural realm, where the Spirit of God overcomes everything, both spiritual wickedness and physical wickedness." Amen? Come up here in my arena, and I will show you how man was supposed to live. See, the problem is, if we only get our living of mankind from science and from the experience and from the natural realm, we will always fall short of the supernatural realm that God wants us to be a part of. Amen? Amen. So He told these guys, the first thing you're going to have to do is be in relationship with me. And then you're going to have to hear me. And then not only are you going to have to hear me, but you're going to have to be obedient to the way I say it, whether it makes sense or not. Hallelujah. I might be mistaken, but I think Philip or somebody touched on it while I was gone, that there was a man named Naaman who wanted healed. And he went to the prophet, and the prophet said, just go dip in the dirty water 7 times and you will be healed. But because it wasn't what he wanted to hear, because it wasn't what he was thinking in his own brain, and because it wasn't going the way he wanted it to be done, he had a problem. And thank God, I hate to say it, men, but thank God there's a little woman of wisdom there. Painful. What you said, praise God, it's painful. It's painful. But a woman had to tell him that, come on, if he had asked you to do something great and significant, you would have been willing to do it. Maybe you should just humbly do what was asked of you. Sometimes, Christians, I want you to know something, that you just need to humble yourself and do it God's way. If we're not careful, sometimes circumstances can get us teed up. Situations can get us so thinking in our mind what we want to say, what we want to do, how we want to handle something. And I promise you that the best thing you're going to do, if you're going to see appointed times and supernatural moments of God, is number one, you're going to walk in relationship with him. Number two, you're going to hear him. And number three, you're going to be obedient to do it his way. Amen. Woo! Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Because I will tell you something, that when you do it his way, you're going to see outcomes that are extraordinary. I want to remind you that the Bible says that Esther, in Esther 4:14, it says, could it be that you were sent to the kingdom for such a time as this? And this is where Pastor Sandy Outlaw confirmed my message today, because I was going to take a few minutes to tell you that if you have any doubt or despair about what's going on in the world today, shake it off. Instead of looking at what's going on around you, start asking God, God, why am I here? Why have I been born for this time? Because clearly God looked at you and he had you here at this time when he could have had anybody here at this generation. I want you to know that I thank God for Moses, Esther, and everybody in the Bible. But I want you to know that God appointed them to live at the appointed time they lived at. But I want you to know that there is no less appointment on your life than it was their life. I want you to know that God predetermined and knew. He is a God that knows things. He knew that there was going to be a pandemic. He knew there was going to be an economic downturn. He knew that there was going to be all these changes and gender identities and everything else that we're dealing with. And God said, you are the person that I believe during this time will still stand for the word of God. I believe will still rise up in faith. I believe will still worship me. I believe will still put their eye on the things of the Lord. Amen. I want to remind you that one reason why Enoch walked with God and was not and just went to heaven was, it says that he preached the gospel among a perverse and terrible generation. You know, I looked in the Bible and I can't find a time where Enoch got behind the pulpit and preached to a congregation. Enoch preached the word by his lifestyle. Whoo! Enoch preached by saying, it might be progressive today to serve that God or to do this or do this, but I believe in what God said for my life. Amen. See, I want you to know something. Today, God needs us as individuals to preach the gospel by our lifestyle louder than ever before. Amen. Protect the covenants that God says are his covenant. You know, I saw something, and I'm not getting political here. I'm just going to tell you that I saw something where there's a bill that's been presented in a certain city or state where they said, hey, we're not sure anymore that we should have boys' section for clothes and girls' section for clothes. Let me tell you something. I want you to know something. The way God ordained humanity is the right way for humanity to live. Amen? And I want you to know something. We've got to be willing to say, hey, you might do what you want to do, but as for me and my house, we're going to do it God's way. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you that there are multiple things, and I'm just going to give you a few this week, and then I'll give you a few every week, but there are multiple things about appointed times in the Bible. First of all, the most appointed time for every one of us that is most critical can be reflected right here in the book of John, chapter 15. And I know you guys thought I was going to join to John 3:16, but this encompasses John 3:16. In John 15:14, the Lord himself says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Remember, pursue him, hear him, and be obedient. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you. See, it's like Pastor Sandy said, nobody can give us our identity. The world can. People can. Because God already has. And I want you to know that when he says he has chosen you, I want you to know he selected you from your mother's womb. Psalms 139 says not only were you wonderfully and fearfully made, but the Bible says that in the word of God, our members are formed in that same scripture. I want you to understand something. That God was there to have an appointed time with the woman with the issue of blood, the giant killed with a stone, when David and Samson faced the lions and the bears, and he let the hands of men destroy those animals that should have been beyond their ability, when hailstones come from heaven, when blind eyes were opened, when blood issues ceased, when fish and bread was multiplied, when seas were parted, when God spoke specifically for Lazarus to come forth, and when God, at an appointed time, said, my son will not only come, will not only live, but he will be raised from the grave, and you will know him after the resurrection. I want you to understand something, that as we go into this month getting ready to get close to the time that we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord, I want you to remember that no matter what's going on in the world, don't you ever forget that there are appointed times of God where God is going to help your life no matter what's going on. Isaac received 100-fold during a famine. It was brought up in the offering message today that a man of God during another famine went to a brook, and when nobody else was provided for, he was eating and drinking well. And that's why I want you to make sure that even in this time, you stick with God. You stick with the Lord. You stick with his goodness, because I want you to know that it doesn't matter what's going on around you, God is with you. And this is no time for the church to get sidetracked. Oh, what about this? What about this? No, no, no. Keep your vision. Fulfill your plans. You were going to open a business, open a business. You were going to go to school, go to school. You were going to be this or that, be this or that. Why? Because in this time, God has an expectation that there is going to be a people that is living for him no matter what's going on around him. Remember, the Lord says the most important thing is when I return, will there be faith on the earth? Faith requires you to live. Faith requires you to have vision. Faith requires you to have hope and dreams and still be laying things out there. And faith requires you to be preaching the gospel the whole time. I want you to know that the Bible says what should be going on at a devastating time like this. The Lord says that people should be asking you why you have so much hope. Woo! I'll never forget one time I was going through the process of a business that I worked for closing down. And they said, why are you still working every day? Why are you still showing up early and still with this smile on your face and still working? And I said, because the Bible says that the diligent shall prosper. Not just the person that works for this company. I said, I want you to know something. I believe this company is going to be here for years to come. But even if it's not, I don't just work for this company. I work unto the Lord, praise God. And because I'm working for Jesus, no matter if it's here or somewhere else, he's going to take my time and he's going to bless me and move me on to whatever I have to do if this company fails. Well, it's still there today. But I want you to understand something, that we don't do anything because of the moments, what's going on in the world. We do everything because of who Jesus is. Amen? Woo! Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want you to know something. Appointed times will deliver you from sickness and disease. Appointed times, like the woman at the well, will break you out of wrong identities, self-rejection, a lack of value. Appointed times will bring you up out of a bed of paralyzed situations into a bed of liberty. Appointed times will break blindness off of us, darkness off of us. Appointed times will bring us into a time where we can rest in God, in his goodness, in his mercy, in his grace. Amen? Amen? And I believe today is an appointed time where Jesus is speaking to us. Both to those in here and those that are watching us online, today is the appointed day of salvation. The Lord says this in his word. Now is the day of salvation. Amen? And the Bible also says that now is a day of healing. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God has provision in every day we face to bring us through supernaturally. Amen? Amen, amen, Amber? Amen. God is good. He brings us through difficult times. Amen? And he's always with us. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory today, Father. Lord, we just thank you, God, that walls come down in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that deliverance comes, Father, even from the mouth of lions, God. God, I thank you that you stop the devourer on our behalf, God. Lord, that at appointed times, no matter what's going on in the world, nothing can stop the supernatural of God coming to pass. God, the Bible says that there are moments where you will redeem time. Lord, even if we've lost years to a bad relationship or we've lost years to abuse and suffering, Father, that supernaturally you can redeem that, God. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that right now, as we have been in this moment, God, that there are people right now, God, who you're saving, redeeming, restoring. Father, people who have struggled with their past that has hindered their identity, just like Pastor Sandy mentioned, Father, right now is their moment of coming out of all of that. Amen? And the first thing I'm going to do is every eye closed, every head bowed, right here. If you're in this house and you are not saved today and you say, Pastor Philip, I'm either backslidden or I don't know Jesus. I've never received him as Lord and Savior. But I want to do that now. I want to start over. I want to start my life with him. If that's you, just raise your hand right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're watching online today and you say, Pastor Phil, I need Jesus. I'm just going to say this prayer with you. And the Lord is going to be your Savior from this moment forward. Just say this with me. Father, I come to you. And in Jesus' name, I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I ask you and thank you for the forgiveness of my sin. And I thank you from this day forward, I'm saved. Jesus is the Lord and Savior of my life. And from this day forward, I will live with him and for him as he helps me. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, do we have any online prayer requests today? Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to take care of this, and then we're going to pray for people right here in the house that need prayer. I want you to use your faith. Come forward. Raise your hand if you can't come forward, and I'll come to you. And I'm going to have these men of God help us pray today. And we're just going to believe God for you. Praise God. We're going to put Braden before you, Lord, who's sick today. God, we just thank you that right now you're strengthening him, God. Father, that supernaturally, God, you're healing his immune system, Father. Lord, you're separating him from viruses and sicknesses, God, sinus infections and any difficulty, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now, we pray for Glenna, Father. Lord, we break the power of COVID, God. We curse this virus, God. We command that to come off of her, God. And we thank you, God, that their quarantine time will go fast, God. Lord, they have a desire to come back to church as quick as possible. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to supernaturally heal, restore, and bring them out in Jesus' name. And God, right now we pray, God, for Sister Kim, Father. We pray, God, over her back and in these knees, God. And we command by the name of Jesus that all of this pain, God, all this suffering would come out of her, Father God. God, we pray right now that whatever issue is going on, God, that supernaturally you release healing into this situation right now, Father. Lord, I thank you that pain will go and mobility shall be hers, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for Sister Deanna, God, that Father, right now, supernaturally, God, you would just release healing, God, that God, you continue to heal, restore, strengthen, Father. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name that 100% full recovery comes upon her in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you, God, that as Matthew faces some issues, Father, Lord, that you're going to be with him, God. God, I pray that he would receive favor, God, that things would go well, God, and that his outcome would be good, that he would see you touching it, Father. And Lord, I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And God, right now, we just pray for Mimi, Father, about these knees, God. Lord, I thank you that this appointment that she's going to, Father, would bring resolution, God, Father, that supernaturally, God, as she goes through these processes and procedures, it restores strength and the ability to walk, Father. And Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, right now, I want you to use.